And welcome back to JR Morning on this Thursday, May 7th. A lot of energetic guests in the morning, in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Our next one we're going to have to lift up a little bit. He doesn't have a lot of energy, so we might have to coax him along. Tony Michaels, he is the president and CEO of the Parade Company. Thank you for getting up this morning.
Getting up? I've been up.
You already got your workout in.
Let's kick some energy into this show, Lloyd.
Come okay.
On, let's kick him up a little bit.
Let's kick him up a notch? Okay.
I saw you happen to be on WDIV this week. You're always in the news. And some more exciting news about the Ford fireworks.
Well, I'll tell you, it's so nice, you know, to be able to go on live and introduce these great things for our great city. And yeah, June 22nd, the Ford fireworks. We are so pumped, you know, ready for launch in Detroit with truly, truly the best fireworks show in America. And, you know, guys, it can't be done without Ford Motor Company and Mary Culler, president of Ford Philanthropy, the Ford family, Bill and Lisa, and the whole team at Ford. And we're just honored to be able to do this, but it's our job to make it the best in the nation. And also we have other companies, you know, like I hate to say in a secondary sponsorship role, but they help in such a big way. And I could go through that short little list, right? I can do that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Tricia Keith, always there for us. Rocket, Mark, you know, Dan Gilbert is, and the whole team at Rocket, such partners of ours and everything. Mott Children's Hospital for the Wayne, Ewald, Huntington Bank, Mike Landon team, DTE, Joy Harris, Rodney Cole, Gardner White, Rachel Stewart and team. And we just don't get things done. And the Detroit Police Department, Chief Todd Dedison and his team are incredible. And everything we do, they are the partner in what we do in this city. And it's great. It really is.
You know what, Tony, I try to get down to the fireworks each year, and, you know, every year always feels bigger than the last. I'm trying to understand how you continue to raise the bar for something that's so iconic here in the city.
Well, we have 24 minutes to work with, and honestly, we view the events that we do as owned by the people of the city and the state, the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. And we say we have to keep doing things better. So when we're done with events, we have meetings, but we don't have lessons learned. Yeah, we have to do that, of course.
Yeah.
But we talk about how much greater can we make it? What can we do? Like this year, we take over Hart Plaza, but we really don't do much in there. We put some food vendors, but we're going to be piping the music right into Hart Plaza for all of the people.
Speaking of music, Tony, prepares the whole soundtrack.
I know. He
gets his 8-track, you know, and he's playing them at home. And he pipes them together. And
40, his 45s.
But he does the whole soundtrack. I'm sure he gets some advice and counsel. But you actually lay down the track for the whole show, don't you, Tony?
I do, and it's done. And Patrick Barreau, the choreographer with Sam Belli. One sec, we just had an hour conversation 2 days ago. We continue talking. We kind of have a thing. Kind of a mental bond. Like he knows where I'm going. And what I have to do with this is hit all the genres of music, and from Motown to country and so on. If somebody passes away in the past year, I like to throw something in. And so there is a crazy science to this, but yet we've got to keep the upbeat and the feel. And I think people are going to really enjoy what we did this year. And the way it's going to be choreographed, I urge people to come downtown and to take this in. Hart Plaza opens at 2 o'clock, and Belle Isle opens at 2 o'clock. Belle Isle will take the first 3,000 cars over the bridge. Last year at 5 o'clock, Belle Isle could take no more cars and you had to walk over the bridge. Hart Plaza closes when the Detroit Police Department decides that there's, you know, 35,000+ people in Hart Plaza. And then all the areas around downtown and so on. I just urge everyone to take it in. We're trying to figure out, and Mark, I might need your help on some of this, how to get the music into other areas also. But we're going to pipe it into Hart Plaza. We've got that figured out.
That growth is a challenge, Lloyd. You look at these two events, and I argue that between the fireworks and America's Thanksgiving Parade, mm-hmm. Those are the two gathering events that brings more people together in peaceful ways and happy ways than anything that happens in Detroit.
I agree 100%. And Tony, I you know, there's still a lot of buzz around that proposal to transform the Broadhead Naval Armory, and I understand there was an earmark from the Michigan House as well to go towards that. Talk about that and the fundraising efforts to get that turned around, because it's not just a headquarters for you guys. I mean, you're going to have like tours and education and internships and a veterans office. It's going to be for the community as well.
Oh, it's going to be one of those Detroit landmarks and a tourist stop and an event center and internships, education. We have sponsorship from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, as they iron out the budget this year. And I've met with over 110 politicians from both sides of the aisle, and we are really, really pushing from both sides to get this $10 million from the state. If we get the 10, we'll be at 20. And then it makes it a little bit easier for me to get this closed of upwards of just $42 million. So we're asking for $10 million, from the state. And we did get $3.5 from the federal government just a couple of years ago, thanks to Debbie Stabenow. If we can get this done, it would just be a magical spot right there on Jefferson Avenue. And if you think about it, you've got Gabriel Richard Park, if you're headed back towards downtown, to our side, and then you're going to have the new WNBA Detroit Piston office there.
Right.
It just fits so well, and it is really a great design that we did together with Rossetti. And this needs to happen. It really does. We persevered. This started 8-9 years ago, and we haven't given up, and I'm not giving up right now. And we're hoping that with representation from both sides of the aisle introducing this bill, that we can get our $10 million. It'll change the way that I can go in and ask other people, because a lot of people have not said no. They've simply said, let's see where you go.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do.
Right.
And we just keep digging, and it's important. And plus, you know, it's a blighted building. It's been empty for 25 years. We want to show up to the city and go see James Tate and City Council and say, we've got money. Let's do this right now.
Yeah. Tony Michaels, I can't thank you enough for all the great work you do with not only the fireworks, but the big Thanksgiving parade that's coming up. But more importantly, the leadership that you provide this city in so many broadways. Thank you so much for joining us here on JR Morning.
Well, thank you. And it's the 100th parade this year presented by Gardner.
Wow.
That it is. It's a big one. Can't wait to hear who those grand marshals are going to be.
That's right.
A lot coming.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, the Pistons will be at LCA tonight, taking on the Cavs, and some issues going on with the Detroit Tigers. Let's talk to Johnny Kane. He's a broadcaster for Detroit Sportsnet, next here on JR Morning.